Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have my illustrious son, Matthew Deagle. And if you thought what I say is shocking, a lot of time Matthew says a lot, but he is a historical, geopolitical analyst and linguist, and he has a lot of things to say today about what's really going on. In fact, I looked at Drudge, and of course I like to Drudge it once in a while. I found out exactly what the so-called is in the sewer net. And of course, the latest thing is that Trump, Hal Lauer, Manafort guilty, and Cohen are guilty, but in fact, in many cases, you have to understand that these things going on with Trump are a great distraction, aren't they, Matthew? Please tell us what your perspective is terms of the real powers that are running behind the scenes and who's really pulling the strings of reality in our world now. What's really happening? Sit forward.
It's all a distraction from the...
Sit forward a bit so we can hear you.
It's all a distraction from the fact that the illegal version of the CIA...
Talk a little louder, please.
The secretly in control of the USA, you see.
Right, and also these mobsters in running, you mentioned the SATR, the 17th agency. Remember, Hillary Clinton was quoting this 2 years ago, and she said there were these 17 agencies?
It's actually 16
agencies. Yeah, but the 17th is the SAD, the Special Special Operations Division, which really isn't a division of the CIA, it's a separate agency, not even under the control of the CIA, right?
It's a lawless agency with essentially just the goal of world domination.
Right. You know, speak a little louder, please.
No restrictions on how it can get
project.
How it can with it. It essentially has a goal of world domination with no restrictions on what it will do.
Right. And it's getting more tools. In fact, we see the intel agencies. We see Zuckerberg recruited from Harvard University to work with DARPA and with the intel agencies. And we see all these agencies, literally, you mentioned your thesis, which I've cross-checked and you're correct, that the Special Operations Division of the quote, CIA, which isn't CIA, it's kind of a daughter of the CIA in a sense, or son, this basically has literally... not trying to knock off, quote, conservative or alternative views, because the left doesn't really have questions, for example.
What it's been trying to do is, they're not left-wing, they have no ideology, there's criminals, they just want world domination at all costs, and power and money, and they just have the opportunity to, because we aren't stopping them, because society as a whole is so degenerate now that it allows this to happen.
Well, we see this example with Trump. I mean, I've advised when I have Josh Bernstein on and other people like yourself, Matt, that why hasn't Trump shut down the media? Why hasn't he made Rosenstein recruit himself? Why hasn't he done a whole lot of things like opening up these FISA warrants and declassifying them to end all this foolishness? Because we're going into the 2018 elections. If the Democrats, for example, take over, not really Democrats, because, you know, if you look at their speeches in 2008-09 by both, the head of the Senate and also Nancy Pelosi, what you realize is they made statements supporting, you know, legal immigration and against illegal, but now they're the exact opposite. They're even talking about ICE and abolishing ICE and so on and a borderless country. So they're completely out of control.
ICE isn't even responsible for that.
No, I know that. They even have it wrong. It's the border guards, right?
Yeah, and it was created by George Bush anyway, so it's curious that they would want to get rid of it. I mean, who knows what kind of stupid machinations are going on there. They're
People, well, they just want to be back in power, but
and they're criminals.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people are not aware enough and are just too deluded to even stop this stuff anymore. Basically, what's going on here is this is overall, you know, I want to talk about the spiritual side of this, what it is, which is a kind of program that plays out when you have a lot of prohibited behavior.
Speak a little louder.
When you have a lot of prohibited behavior going on in a society or a planet, then you have what happens is that's all mutually exclusive to the cosmos. It's mutually exclusive to life. What's been going on since the 20th century and has only gotten worse in regard to all sorts of degeneracy and destruction of nature and overpopulation and you know, every facet you can imagine in which
there's a quote that I
destroying themselves and destroying their own nature as well,
right,
with degenerate and insane behavior being accepted as an identity, for example, like transsexuals and homosexuals, promiscuity, sexual promiscuity, right? It's like a giant Sodom and Gomorrah where every kind of degeneracy, falsehood, and lovelessness is now, and foolishness is now accepted and not stopped. There's no law enforcement against it.
Right.
Consequently, because of the general illogicality of people, they cannot see the truth anymore because they're too pervaded by illogic.
And we see this even among some elements on the right, for example, Jeff Flake and others.
Oh, we see
like John
McCain. This affects just
on both
everybody
sides.
At this point, that people are no longer think logically, and therefore they cannot see the truth because that's what this is. This is the anti-logos, as it's called in Stoicism. It's the anti-power, the adversary of logic, the adversary of truth, the adversary of the true wisdom. It's the adversary of the excluding power of the universe, so that the foundation of life is that the things that are logically inconsistent with life, the things that are forbidden by the cosmos, have to be avoided, or else the life is destroyed. The organism is parasitized on by those factors and eventually destroyed by them.
Right, so what you're saying,
what's going on right now is that degeneration and malicious, parasitic elements are taking over.
Where is this going? Because
it's a reflection of the fact that people allow illogic and falsehood to enter into the universe.
Now, where do you see this going? Because I'm very concerned.
Well,
I think Trump should be much more.
Because the end result of this every single time. This is a natural process that's laid down by the laws of creation, that the end result of it is destruction of the whole of whatever degenerate group or individual.
Right, so like I read you a letter the other day. We had you on for that one segment.
It goes extinct, you see.
Something
is no logically consistent with nature,
right,
it goes extinct. It's
right.
Killed off by nature.
Let me read this. Just mention
first
a statement here.
Destroys nature and harms
nature. Matt, let me make a statement.
Responds by starving it and killing it.
This
off.
Is a thesis. I support Trump and when he does something right. When he does something wrong, I point it out. Trump is trying to do the best he can, but he doesn't have the power to fix
it,
does he?
Relevant because the whole Trump thing. Trump is just there to take your attention away from more important things, like the destruction of the environment and the fact that criminals are currently seizing power in the EU and USA.
Right.
It's to distract you from things like even a lot of the stuff out there is disinformation put out skillfully by SAD in order to distract you from what they're up to. So, for example, the anti-Muslim propaganda is just a distraction from the fact that the refugees, many of them, are employees of the mafia and are involved in organized crime, and that the terrorism, a lot of the terrorism, if not most of it, is actually run by SAD itself.
Right.
They actually provoke people to become terrorists using psychological manipulation. And they even arm and train the terrorists through
for example,
the ISI, which they also control the S-wing of.
Right. For example, give me a good example.
The ISI, which is where the term ISIS actually comes from, and not just from the translation of the abbreviation in
Right. Let me give you a couple examples. The first World Trade Center attack was under an FBI
also
control.
Also pretended to be Vladimir Putin assassinating agents, right? Those people who were poisoned in England were not poisoned by Vladimir Putin. They were poisoned by SAD.
Right.
The same people who also, as I said, they control Israel and Palestine because they run the mob there, and they essentially run all of the paramilitary that pretty much is the actual government of, say, Saudi Arabia or Israel and Palestine, therefore, because Palestine doesn't even have a government.
Right.
So these people, as I said, as I've said before, Yasser Arafat died. He was the leader of the PLO in Palestine. He died of polonium 210 poisoning, the exact same method that killed Litvinenko. One of the only two people on record known to have died of this method of assassination.
Right.
So put two and two together, it was not Putin who assassinated Yasser Arafat, so it was also probably not Putin who assassinated Litvinenko.
And right.
Litvinenko said a bunch of nonsense, too, so he was a disinformation operative himself.
Right.
Slander.
Yeah, speaking a little louder in the next segment, Matt, we want to make sure everybody can hear everything you say. The amazing thesis, we have to understand, although we want to support Trump and if he does the right things, he's not going to fix all the problems, is he?
Mm.
He's beyond him.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, we have a, you know, even the shutdown of social media by the shutting down Alex Jones and also other people like some black activists and others are actually calling them racist recently by Antifa. And we see Antifa actually making threats. This is all by design to actually polarize society and make it more likely to have terrorism.
Yeah, well,
so that the state can actually bring in the actual already designed and weaponized surveillance state which they're creating and have created to actually control us all. So they don't want to fix things. And in fact, I see the muddling around even by Trump who should have shut down Rosenstein and the Russiagate. I see the muddling around of agencies and even people like Antifa. Why are they still walking around covering their faces? In fact, there's a bill before Congress called the Antifa Bill that if you're like Antifa and you actually make a threat and you cover your face like the terrorists back in Italy back in the Second World War, you'd actually go to prison. So that bill actually is sitting in Congress right now, and I don't think the Republicans have the guts to actually get it through. Somebody proposed it. But the problem I see is all of this stuff, including even Trump himself, in the sense of the distraction from the real powers that are getting ready to push us into the matrix, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even though he's trying to do the best he can.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
This is just, as I said, this is a natural process where society is so out of control, everything's getting so out of control and so degenerate and crazy and illogical that people don't think straight anymore, and therefore
speak louder.
They just don't care. They either don't think logically,
or they get polarized,
or they simply can't see the reality. They can't see the truth because the truth is essentially being destroyed by pervasive falsehood, lies, arbitrariness.
Well, I see even when I turn on Fox and I get what we call the yuck factor.
Everything on both sides is controlled and lies.
Right. Like, for example, they bring on the Democratic spokespeople.
This is essentially a disease, right? It's a disease of the human, a mass psychological disease, which is spreading and taking on new forms. And essentially, we're progressing into a new stage of this disease where it's about terminal now. And the final result of it, the final consequence of the disease of illogic and degeneration. The final consequence of the disease of illogic and degeneration.
Yeah.
Is that the society is mostly destroyed by
right. In other
natural
words,
disasters and war.
And being honest here and being in a sense prophetic, what I see as an analyst, as a doctor, as a person with a previous above top secret clearance, and looking at it like, from your perspective and listening to what you're saying, Matthew, I see America going down the pathway that the Trump is going to try to fix things and can only fix superficial things like regulations and the economy. He's not going to kill the deep state. You can see the swamp is not being drained. I see what's happening when he goes in 2024, that at some point, eventually, these people like Sad will actually put a proxy president in, whether it's Hillary Clinton or some future person, and that they're going to do things that are going to aggravate and cause Russia and China eventually to attack us, and we'll have a thermonuclear exchange without missile defense, and most Americans and most American cities and towns will be destroyed in a thermonuclear conflict. I don't. I'm being realistic rather than dishonest about this.
I'm not going to happen in 2033.
I'm not optimistic because what I see happening is biblical. That I don't see people repenting.
Well, it's
that.
A natural consequence. There's no. You can't stop it unless society turns around as far as it's.
Yeah, but it's not just a left-right thing.
This is absolute lawlessness. That I mean.
Yeah.
That at this point, ever more people accept illogic, accept falsehood, and accept degeneracy in the generation. They accept things that are deadly to their life, ultimately, that destroy its purpose, destroy its survival.
Well, look at the United Nations.
Possible.
As I mentioned on the last show last week.
It's basically too late at this point. I mean, they could theoretically, but I think, honestly, the sign that it was already too late was 9/11. And Sad.
Well, 9/11 was done by them,
was done by Sad, and then Bush made Sad the actual secret commander in chief in 2008.
Well,
so it's probably already too late, and I just suggest people think about this like this, that it's already too late to stop because most people go along with it, and most people aren't even aware of it.
Here's the thing that I'm concerned about, Matt. Let me say this.
Let me say this.
Yeah. In 2018, we have the midterm elections. We're around 80 days.
Think about it as a time frame in which
we have
an expectation of when this civilization is going to die in a giant fire, and that's probably 2033. So. I recommend that people think about their planning their lives around that.
Get out of the big cities. Get out of areas that are now going to have nuclear reactors or military bases.
After 2029 or so. Because this stuff is just going to get worse until then. So
we have a period of grace with Trump is what I see. Mm-hmm. And we're into the first of 7 years of grace, fat years, like the ancient prophecies of Joseph, remember? And what I see happening is, after Trump is gone in 2024, I see everything deteriorating, going to hell in the handcart. I don't see, Trump is fixing some things, so the economy is temporarily better, and we have fat years, but I'm not seeing the deep state and the intel state. For example, even his appointees, for example, Ray believes in using metadata in the FBI. We have people like, for example, Kavanaugh, who's a great, you know, we call it conservative in many ways, but he believes that group metadata doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment. So what I'm concerned about is that the intel or surveillance state is marching forward, and people don't understand whether they're on the left or the right. They don't understand
It's already here. It's been here since Bush. They
right.
already have it. They just have to legalize it. That's why I said that they're going to carry out more terror attacks, and they're going to stir up more riots. Recently, they've been particularly focusing on creating riots and civil unrest.
Or allowing agencies like Antifa to go against organizations.
Antifa is run by Sad.
Right, Sad, and of course, George Soros, right?
In Germany.
It was actually paid for by Soros, too. And by the way, Soros worked with our CIA. In fact, it was only last spring in 2018, where actually Trump cut off the CIA.
Half of these left and right wing extremist groups on either side, whether it's left or right, these people who are troublemakers like this, are actually run by Sad, and they often do this through their double agents in the FBI,
who right.
are supposed to be investigating these groups. They actually hire them as informants and use them to cause more trouble.
Right.
Like, for example, that Fraser Glenn Miller guy who shot up he shot a couple people in front of some center a couple years ago. That guy was an FBI informant, but he was also a member of all sorts of extremist groups on the right wing. Right.
Right.
And then it's the same thing. Look what they did with Timothy McVeigh. They find a guy who's got extreme views about wanting to attack the federal government as revenge for Waco, and they actually assist him in committing a terror attack as an excuse to crack down and increase their powers. I mean, they actually did that in Oklahoma City, right? They actually brought in Israeli paramilitary, including this Palestinian guy, Al-Hussein Hussein, who was the... They actually brought in these Israelis and Palestinians in the paramilitary of Saad to carry out, to place detonation charges, demolition charges, and then to blow up the building with people inside it in Oklahoma City. And that was their first experiment with this.
Which is the same person they did in 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11, they did the same thing, but they did it on a larger scale.
Right.
Because it had worked before, they tried it again. This is just how evil these people are. This is the reason why this is coming to power, is because the average person is too... accepts the
generation. And even, by the way, even Tucker Carlson on Fox News said dismisses conspiracy theories. They don't want to cross these red lines, even Fox News. They won't say what we say based on facts and evidence.
Yeah. But that's the real reason why it was censored. It has nothing to do with gays or...
Yeah, exactly. That's why they censored Alex, because he mentioned 9/11 as an inside job, right?
Yes, because of Oklahoma City and 9/11.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. And so, Matthew, let me summarize what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
What we're saying is the geopolitical process is a distraction between the bureaucrats and the intel agencies that run the world. It's a bunch of thugs and criminals. And we see the luciferic collaboration between, say, the dark elements and the Vatican and these pseudo-religious agencies in the United Nations.
It's not just luciferic. I mean, it's the mainstream religions are run by degenerate, criminal, homosexual.
Oh, of course. Like that's why I call most public religions realized going on.
There's been giant scandals now in the Catholic Church with the pedophiles, but it's also, there's an even higher percentage of pedophile rabbis in some of these communities in New York and New Jersey.
Right, you see that.
And the whole country of Saudi Arabia is just a sham. It's not really Islamic, right? These people are all atheists, basically. And when I wouldn't even get into the Satanism stuff, because even if there are satanic undertones or whatever in some of the stupid things they do, these people are just basically atheists, or even if they believe in God, they're anti-God. They're anti-spirit. They're total materialists.
Right.
And they don't care. So I guess, in some philosophical sense, they're satanic, but most of them, I think, are just total materialists.
Right.
And don't believe in anything but power. And I think that this reflects, this is not just some elite group, right? This is a reflection of the fact that now the average person has been brainwashed and accepts all kinds of degeneracy and crime.
Yeah.
The average person now accepts in themselves and in their community illegal behaviors that are absolutely against the laws of nature, which are accepted now as being okay. All sorts of behaviors, right? Such as, mainly it boils down to the foolish behavior that destroys your life ultimately, self-destructive behavior, society-destroying behavior,
nature, sexual perversion and drug addiction.
And not just those crimes. Those are obviously crimes, but those are clear examples, right? Which are now widespread. Is sexual perversion, but there's a deeper layer of that where it's fundamentally denial of the true self.
Right.
And denial of your own good nature, which means you degenerate. You stop. Your nature evolved in order to survive, right? So if you undo your good nature by trying to conform to something false, any kind of cult, any kind of degenerate, materialistic society, you are essentially committing suicide. You are eliminating the instincts and behaviors which caused you to be alive to begin with. And what this corresponds to is at the beginning, the very first thing that happens when life is created is that whatever contradicts its existence has to be removed.
Right.
Right? And everything in life constantly removes and kicks out things that are contradictory to its own life. And it also gets rid of things which are necessary. Some of these things are necessary to the life of other organisms, but not yourself. So this is another aspect of this, that, for example, now we don't fulfill even the basic roles of the sexes as we're supposed to, because we're in denial of the basic sex differences, even though, see, most of this is scientific knowledge. It's not even debatable. Most of it is now known because of thorough investigation of sex differences, thorough investigation of cause and effect in nature.
Right.
And a lot of the things we're doing right now, such as our pollution, overpopulation, and denial of sex differences. These are all eliminations of nature which sustains our very existence.
Right, for example, we're looking at the fires all over the world.
So in other words, if you're introducing a contradiction when you add something to female that is fundamentally a property of male and vice versa, you're introducing a contradiction which then eliminates its function in nature, which evolved in order to cause humanity as a whole to survive. So when you get rid of that on a large scale, humanity dies.
Right, and we see that happening.
Society collapses.
Well, we're getting
culture degenerates.
Let me throw something out.
That's the reason why these people are in control. It's the 666. The 666 means at the beginning you have zero, and zero is a contradiction. Now, out of the contradiction, God or the creation, whatever you want to call it, creates light, which means it takes the contradiction and separates it out so that things no longer contradict each other because they exclude each other. And in other words, your life is based on the creation of something out of undoing a contradiction by excluding and ostracizing something which is deadly to you.
Right.
And what this is this is the introduction of all these factors that destroy life into our planet and society, into our minds, and into our culture, as if they're all harmless and fun and a way of getting pleasure. Which is, for example, even just as bad, and the same thing that the Republicans condone, is the destruction of the environment and the destruction of nature and the exploitation of resources.
Right.
Without any control. This is going to destroy us. Any of this stuff, you see, understand, the average person of any political disposition is now brainwashed, naive, or doesn't care. Because these things happen, these enormous crimes happen on both sides of the political spectrum. They happen in all countries, but especially the industrial ones.
Right. So, give me an example. Let me, let me throw one fact, okay, and let you follow up.
Mm-hmm.
We're destroying the benthic layer of the ocean, so the oxygen-carbon cycle.
Yeah.
We're destroying the ozone layer. And that's making fire. We also put weaponized nanoparticles in the upper troposphere, so we now have fire accelerants. So the combination of things, along with methane being released from the Earth, is making the Earth an uninhabitable place.
We are killing ourselves, fundamentally, because the Earth isn't going to put up with it much longer, you understand?
Yeah.
It's already fighting back against us.
Right.
And cause and effect is catching up with us.
Well, I think Revelation, I believe it's around Revelation 11:18, says, woe to you, Earth, so the Lord God will come back to destroy those that destroy the earth. And as an environmentalist, I see the destruction of Earth as one of the final end time signs.
Well, yeah. The destruction of the natural environment is the same thing as the destruction of your internal environment and your nature. So I'm saying that the acceptance of mental illness as a fad or as a personality, as an identity, as we now do, where we accept mentally ill people who castrate themselves surgically and so forth as being anything other than severely mentally ill, this is the same sort of thing as what the Republicans like to do to nature, you see. I mean, the Democrats, of course, too, because all they ever do is try to invent new taxes. But I'm saying the Republicans, you know, say they're against gay marriage or whatever and aren't necessarily on board with the transgender stuff, but they are very on board with the destruction of the environment, which is the exact same thing in a different form.
Right.
It's the castration of nature, which means killing off the human race.
We'll give you an example. In the Northerns, for a second, the fires, they don't have roads to get the firefighters into Northern California.
Yeah.
They don't remove the dust and the fire materials like chaparral and dead trees. They stop people from just going and volunteering and doing it. They don't pull the power lines away from area where they can actually
see these fires. These people are just completely unscrupulous. So they'll come up with a for everything. They'll come up with a completely ineffective solution that involves them gaining more power and control
right.
over people. But that's because the reason why people like that are in control is because people like that even exist in our society to begin with, because we do not ostracize them. We don't banish people like
right.
this anymore. We don't execute
well,
them.
There's a principle.
Because to be quite honest, many of these people that are doing this evil stuff, from 9/11, Oklahoma City bombing, Manhattan Project, etc., are perverts, and therefore you can identify them easily as being psychopathic and antisocial just from their sexual orientation. Look at Bohemian Grove. It's full of gays. That's not a coincidence.
Right.
Because homosexuality is the denial of your own nature as a male and female. It's denial of your own nature, and therefore
it's a worship of Baphomet, which is
it is equivalent to all of this destruction of nature in the form of a sexual orientation, you might say. It's actually a mental illness related to severe narcissism, where you cover up your true self and create an alter ego that is of the opposite sex, because as your own sex, naturally, you love the opposite sex. So I don't want, even Alex Jones, you know, he's afraid to say he's anti-gay or whatever. I'm not saying I'm anti-gay, but homosexuality is a mental illness, and it's always correlated with personality disorders to varying
degrees. Well, when I went to medical school, it was, but they changed it.
Psychopathic sadists like you see in Bohemian Grove.
Right, and when I went to medical school, it was a mental illness. They changed it because of the political...
Well, it's still a mental illness, but it's just political lies. You see, it's just a new cult. It's a new cult religion, because it's always somewhat narcissistic to some degree. But in the extreme, you find people like the Catholic Church, the Saudis.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What you said so far, in previous shows. Let me summarize first. You're saying basically the left and right have distractions.
The left and right debate is a distraction. It's actually manipulation to cause trouble and riots as an excuse to crack down and legalize these currently illegal criminal powers that have not been revoked or appealed by Trump or Obama. And all
like Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, right?
Yes, these are actually unconstitutional and illegal. And the activities of SAD in general are not restricted by law, and therefore they're illegal. They should be punished. The an international peacekeeping force should take care of them because they're criminals, right? They're a criminal mob that has access to all sorts of weapons, which therefore should not be tolerated. But the thing is, this is a representation that the illegal in the true and natural sense has been tolerated by everyone, by the average person. And as I was explaining during the break, this is the 666. This is what 666 means. It means the prohibition of the permitted by nature and the permission of the prohibited by nature. It means that you allow what is forbidden and you forbid what is allowed or even necessary to your life, which is exactly what's going on right now. We're in a state where everyone seems to think that telling the truth is against the law, even though what's actually against the true laws of nature and the laws of God is the destruction of nature and the destruction of human nature. And as an example of this, that the left and right are both degenerate cults that enforce evil beliefs on their masses.
Give an example of that, on the left and right.
On the left, for example, they've fallen for the gay agenda, which attempts to make homosexuality into something other than a mental illness. Homosexuality and transgender and other forms of narcissism into some kind of natural disposition or something. They make up all sorts of excuses about it. It doesn't matter whether it's caused by genetics or not. It's a degeneration and it's clearly a mental illness because it goes against human nature and is correlated to all sorts of personality disorders, including psychopathy. And that's why I said it. The average gay might have just, you know, some kind of borderline personality tendencies or dependent personality tendencies or histrionic personality because of the narcissistic nature of homosexuality. But at the extreme of it, you're going to find very evil, sadistic, psychopathic people that are not being weeded out by society anymore because we tolerate them in positions of power. So we and look at the right, for example. They also have the homosexual agenda there. But the thing is that the left is dominated by it. They've all fallen for the gay agenda. On the right, they've fallen for the industrial agenda. And, of course, the left also has. So they're just in different degrees of falling for the same evil agenda, which represents itself in different forms. The industrial agenda is where we unrestrainedly destroy nature and pollute without concern for the consequences to life, in the environment, or to our own human lives. We're poisoning ourselves right now. And we know we are poisoning the oceans, and we don't care. That is the industrial agenda. So I'm saying the left and right are both extremely evil. And in fact, the overall state of humanity, the reason why this kind of evil is coming to power is because the overall state of humanity right now is probably the greatest extreme of general average evil that's ever existed. And by evil, I mean the absolute evil. I don't just mean being mean or cruel like the ancient Romans or whatever. I mean being full-on degenerate and powerfully destructive. Because that is now...
Or ignoring them as the truth. Or ignoring the truth on the left and the right.
Yeah, a variety of lies and variety of excuses. And essentially what this does, the 666 inverts reality. It makes the things that are not prohibited by nature, which are in fact conducive to our survival, such as certain forms of aggression or truth-telling, right? These are now considered to be, you'll notice this is the actual tendency of it, is to focus, for example, this is a necessary consequence of it, that when you accept the prohibited and the illegal, you also have to prohibit things which are illegal and acceptable and harmless. That's precisely what we see going on. For example, you don't just accept homosexuality, you also or females behaving like males, which are both degenerate. You also prohibit natural behaviors increasingly, such as males,
and universities
like that.
Yeah, right? You know, getting rid of maleness in universities.
Yeah, and there's an attack on masculinity in its natural form, which is the however, the saving grace of nature against this kind of degeneration, because if males follow out their natural instincts and their true selves, they dominate and destroy and banish these kinds of people before they can take power.
Right.
That's our defense against it. Males are our defense against degeneration. That's part of the reason why men exist, why there isn't just one sex. Because if you didn't need males and masculinity, you would just have females, because they can give birth out of their own bodies, right? The reason why you need males partly is to defend against things like this.
Man, I'm going to throw something out. I watched Life Liberty the other day.
Wants to be the only one. It wants to put a degenerate, an aggressive degenerate in power, and to remove and subdue everything that might resist it or arrest it. Essentially, what it wants is it wants to get rid of the cops. It doesn't want anybody to arrest.
Well, you're talking about like the left and Democrats want to get rid of ICE and the cops. And
yeah, I mean, that's one literal manifestation of it. But I mean, in general, it doesn't want men to punish them or to control them. It wants to eliminate any kind of father figure. That's why they speak about paternalism and so forth, because they're out of control, as I call them, boys of evil. They're like adolescent males that are committing crimes and don't want to be caught and punished.
Okay, let me throw something out. What about the Constitution of States? You heard about that, where some people think the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution allows us to have a quorum of states to change the Constitution. I think this is a slippery slope, and I don't think it fixes the problem, because the underlying state of the soul of American citizens and the people that we've tried to fix it is still degenerate.
Yeah, I mean, you can forget about the Constitution now, because it's already over with the Patriot Act.
Right.
And
that's what I thought.
The SADS in control after 2008, the U.S. government is just essentially there for show.
Right.
It doesn't even have power.
Well, I have the Patriot Act from the printing office.
There's organizations in power now since 2008. That's why Obama promised to get rid of all that stuff. He promised to cancel the surveillance program or pull it back significantly. He didn't. He promised to repeal the Patriot Act, and he didn't do that either. And he, in fact, all this activity increased under his administration. And I don't believe the theory that he was simply 100% a liar. Of course, he was surrounded by and funded by people who were part of this agenda. But Obama, even as a senator, seemed to be against this sort of thing. So I think Obama actually wanted to do things like that, and what happened is he couldn't, because he wasn't actually the commander-in-chief, and sadly...
Well, it's the same situation for Trump. It's obvious to me...
Therefore, Obama... Look, the whole Obama controversy and all the lies they told about Obama, like Obama's a Muslim and Obama's born in Kenya, whatever, it's all just a way of distracting you from what they're doing behind the scenes, the ones who actually have power. The same thing with Trump. Trump says this on Twitter. Trump says that on Twitter. Trump upsets the left by saying something supposedly racist. Trump said the N-word, you know? Ridiculous stuff like this is there to distract us from the fact that that Satan incarnate is taking power right now and already has secret power in the U.S. and EU. And that's exactly what Putin is fighting against, as he's well aware. Putin and China are... And China, right? Putin and Russia and China are both aware that the United States and EU are being taken over by a horrendous criminal organization.
Right.
And they're afraid for their own existence, their own survival.
Well, let me throw a thesis.
That's why Putin being aware of this, that's part of the reason why he's banned some of their methods of propaganda.
Well, let me throw the thesis. It's my impression. I'm not going to put dates on this. But if you want to call it the Matrix, total control... Let me finish.
I know there's lots of people...
Finish, Matt. The total control system is not going to be coming from Brussels or Moscow or South Africa or Beijing.
Well, it is going to come from Brussels partly because that's the EU, right?
Right, but what's going to happen is the control system is these global alliance between people like the EU and America.
The EU is a fake government that's run by SAD at this point because they control it through Merkel, and they have various other operatives in the EU that carry out their bidding. Now, the EU is probably the most directly controlled government of theirs. It's a total dictatorship by SAD at this point. So the EU does represent the six...
But that's coming to America, too, isn't it? Probably after Trump's second term.
In America in secret. See, it already runs the military and intelligence here in the U.S. So it is closely affiliated with the EU, though. The European Union represents the government of 666.
Right. And what's happening is that America is going down that trail that I figure that Trump is holding things back, but he's not fixing it. And after 2024, when his second term is over, all hell is going to break loose in America, and it will go from illegal and hidden to obvious. That's the state of affairs. You have to be aware of that we can support Trump, we can caution Trump, we can advise Trump, but he can't fix everything. He's holding back the tide of destruction, but he's not stopping it. Unfortunately, that's the truth. So if you're not preparing for a world in America, a world where chaos is going to rule for a period of time, you're going to miss the fact that if you're not preparing to survive, you won't. We'll be back tomorrow with John W. Spring in hour number 3, and of course, Lowell Ponte, hour number 1. See you then.
Normal blood pressure.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.